they not, but the last one in particular, expected to publish an interim report today. It's been hearing evidence for about 30 days, evidence about the fires that destroyed thousands of houses and devastated animal populations, and also, most importantly, left 33 people dead. Tim Cashmore is the principal of Mallacoota College. It covers prep to year 12, and Tim is one of the many in that part of Victoria that gave evidence to the Royal Commission. Tim Cashmore, good to talk to you. Good morning.
Yeah, you too, Virginia. How are you?
First of all, just generally, how's your community faring? Because I know that a number of you've been affected by the power outage of recent days as well. Is that right?
Yes, pretty standard practice in Mallacoota, Virginia. I think we're faring fairly well, all things considered. We've got the double whammy of the bushfire plus the COVID, and we're in stage three. But one part of our community which is functioning really strongly is we've got an elected body that's making representation to and representing us called MADRA, which is the Mallacoota and District Recovery Association. And it's really good. They're a lot of hardworking people trying to rebuild the faith and the structure of what our town can be.
So how important is this interim report for you? What do you want to see in it today?
Okay, pretty hard for me to say because I haven't seen it, I've only heard about it, but I think really it's around a macro-micro thing. I'm sure that I was listening to Lisa Neville this morning and around the fact of the commitment to communities around rebuilding. GrowCon's finished their contract, so for all those bushfire-affected areas, there'll be a whole stage response about some immediacy about rebuilding, and then people will also take their time, so that they need to be supporting that for the long haul. But also in the macro sense is the resourcing part of what our firefighting capability might look like throughout government instrumentalities and what that would look like for resourcing and funding for all those CFA, Delft Parks, all those great, you know, St John's and all that sort of stuff around what that looks like, and that's important. And in a macro sense for us, I believe it's about re-establishing the fire breaks and managing the forests better. We need to, I believe, widen our fire breaks around this town and probably others too, because they need protection from ember attack. You won't protect them from a firestorm like we experienced, but in terms of what we can do, I think that's really important for what we can try and actually do straight away. And it's also around our cross-border relationships too, the way governments operate together, instrumentalities, especially when it comes to relief coordination.
Right, yes.
It was interesting to be involved in that and see that those sort of coordination things can be, I think, vastly improved. And the last one for me is about my students and having special consideration that I know our Premier spoke and our Minister spoke around the COVID-19 special consideration for our Year 12, but also that's impacted by the fire impact as well. So one of the pieces of work I'm going to start to do out of that interim report is how are we emotionally and psychologically preparing for this fire season as a community and as a school, and that's going to be a pretty major piece of work on.
That's a lot. That's a lot that you've just pulled through there, Tim. I mean, I'd hope that the Royal Commission would touch on all of that. The problem that we have with these, you know, carefully researched and evidence-based Royal Commission findings is then getting some political will to actually act on the findings and recommendations. That's the challenge.
Yeah, absolutely, Virginia. And I think Australia has a history of responding at times really well in those sorts of Royal Commission outcomes, and at other times not so much. And I think we need have a really political shift and a cultural shift even around our thinking of how we manage in this new world of COVID-19, climate change, fire, increased hazards. One of the things we're working on at school, and the major sort of project was around this one, Watch and Act Alerts are interesting for us about what we actually do in terms of schools. We were lucky. It would have been frightening to have that fire at New Year's Eve happen in a school time, like in November or December, when kids are on site. And watching actor words of coming into and out of areas are really important in terms of staff travelling, student travelling, buses travelling, and black spots you can't contact and things like that. So that's a really interesting piece of work.
That's true. Tim, you'll be in a good position, I'm sure, with all the people that you speak to, the community sentiment, and also the bureaucrats you might deal with as well, or hear of. But a key stumbling block to getting some sort of uniform agreement over managing fuel load, planned burns and the like, is to break through ideological mindsets and to get general agreement on what's needed and how that's going to be proceeded with. Do you think there's been a mindset change around that, or are we going to go into this fire season still at odds and still having that argument going on within departments or even within other groups and towards the department about how to manage fuel load?
Well, you know, you're right about the evidence base and the science behind it. I believe there is a balance. I believe certainly if we took it in a sort of general sense, no environmentalist would like to happen to see what happened in the bushfires when we lost hundreds of millions of animals and insects and things that happened in such a disaster. So we need to manage that better in terms of those outcomes for our natural environment. And there needs to be that balance between what our demands are in terms of things like the timber industry versus the environmental concerns, which we need to maintain. But there is a balance, and people in a true consensus, it's what the decision's what you can live with. It's not your opinion being rammed down someone else's throat. So, you know, I can give ground on anything as long as we can get to common ground that looks like this is the best outcome based on the scientific evidence. And that's you're right, that's a really piece of work which I think was the Greeks troubled with way back then when democracy first started.
Yeah, yes indeed, who to listen to and how to proceed. I think that's going to be a real pressure point for us, and it seems to be a tension that's unresolved. You know, summer after summer, bushfire season after bushfire season. Let's see if anything really shifts on that front. What was the heart of the submission that you made, Tim Cashmore? If you had to, and I'm sure it was more complex than this, and I apologise, but if you had to boil it down to a key principle or request or suggestion, what was it?
Oh, gee, Virginia. Yeah, okay.
I'm only putting you under that pressure because I can't let you talk for half an hour, that's all.
I would possibly think my first reaction is the response of our first responders and our responders to the fire itself in terms of CFA and Delta and those people. Mm. They need to be managed better and they need to be resourced better in terms of the way they do their job. I've even had a dog person who wasn't debriefed correctly and they're still struggling. The whole attitude towards our first responders is changing. There's a lot of goodwill towards that, but goodwill doesn't mean much unless you can give them the right resources and the right people power to actually do the job.
So what do you think of the changes then, Tim, that have been made to the CFA in the last few months? Are they good or bad in your view?
There is an argument between central bureaucracy versus local knowledge, and that's a really interesting concept. And that's true. I'm not qualified to make a comment, Virginia, but my opinion's pretty strong about local context. I mean, my department's pretty strong about what I do, driven from Melbourne or Dandenong in decisions on fire-affected days, but I'd be guided by my emergency services on the ground here, which are my CFA or Vic Pola, whoever it might be, and they have a context around what it actually looks like. So you've got to balance that up. So, you know, I think... Again, I don't want to sit on the fence, but there is a balance there, and I do believe that the context of local views and environments need to be, examined, respected and responded to.
Really good to talk to you. Good luck to you and your community, and I hope those who are still without power getting that reconnected sometime soon. Thanks, Tim.
Good on you, Virginia. Bye.
Tim Cashmore there, principal of Mallacoota Primary to Year 12 College there. He made a submission to the Bushfire Royal Commission. We're expecting the interim report to be handed down today. Another potential report.